And our speaker tonight, you're going to enjoy her. I know it. You already love her. Anybody that doesn't love her is because you don't know her. So make sure you get acquainted so you can fall in love. And our speaker tonight is a minister from the Sunday church. She is somebody I've known for probably 20 years, I think. Probably she was, you know, one of those kids about 2 or 3 years old when she started here. I think. And absolutely delightful in my eyes is our Connie Ferris. Thank you.
That was very long.
Wasn't that pretty good? I know you're all out there. You're adding it up and figuring it out. And, okay.
And you know, lift that up if you need more light.
Lift it up?
It bends. They can put it wherever you want.
Oh.
Oh, you don't grab it by the...
I'm so mechanically impressed. This will bend. Oh, okay. Is that shining in anybody's eyes?
No. Yeah.
Lies. Lies. Good, Millie. Hello.
Hi.
How's everybody tonight? That was beautiful, that music. Oh, my gosh. If that didn't touch your heart and your soul, thank you. That was just amazing. Well, I'm happy to be here, and it's kind of like, you know, it's the new year now, and the Christmas holidays have kind of gone by, and I, you know, many of you have heard me talk about little Johnny, and I heard him on Christmas. He had a long, long day, and he was down on his knees, and he said, "Dear God, I really want to thank you for my toys and my baby brother, but I think you got confused because I asked you for a pony." Oh, well, poor Johnny. But what I've noticed is that people are getting into a little bit of that the holidays are over kind of syndrome, and there's like this transition, you know, there's all the hustle and bustle and getting ready for the holidays, and then there's the new year, and then all of a sudden, we're going back to work, the alarm clock's going off in the morning, and we have to kind of get back into the groove. So some of us may be waking up saying, "Oh, God, it's morning," or we can wake up and say, "Good morning, God." So I thought I'd talk a little bit about this humdrum kind of attitude in the new year and what we can do going into the new year and how we can make a conscious decision to make this new year joyful for us, for ourselves. Why not have it joyful? Why not keep positive thoughts and a positive attitude? You know, what was it about the holidays that made them so joyous? Was it being with family? Maybe having all those great ethnic meals and those special kinds of food, wearing bright colors. Well, we can do that all year. We can keep that holiday spirit all year if we want to. We have free will. We can choose to keep that glow of Christmas. As someone once stated, there is no danger of developing eye strain from looking at the bright side of things. So, I was thinking about resolving to stay joyful, you know, following this Christmas season. And then I was thinking about, you know, New Year's resolutions and how people make those New Year's resolutions. And I thought I'd talk a little bit about not the traditional New Year's resolutions, but the idea of making a renewal to our spiritual selves. A renewal with God for the coming year. A renewal of our spirit and our spirituality. Why not? You know, why not think of that as a relationship, just like we have any other type of relationship. Our relationship with God needs to be nourished. Now, it's personal for each and every one of us, but we have to nourish that and take care of that. And why not, you know, make a resolution to recommit to God? It's a whole lot easier than saying, I'm not going to have chocolate, you know, or I'm going to be this, or I'll, you know, I'll do more of that. It's so much easier to recommit our spiritual connection with God. It really is. We make sure that God can be involved in our lives by prayer, worship, acts of kindness. We can choose to look at our problems with a healing attitude rather than a negative attitude. We can look at the people around us, our thoughts, our deeds. How can we renew our spirit and keep our relationship with God vital and alive if we allow persons in our lives who are non-supportive or non-spiritual? I really find that I'm truly blessed. You know, I've been in this, as Millie said, for 20 years. I've been with Millie and years before that as a spiritualist. And I have many acquaintances, and I'm very blessed, that the people who are close to me, every one of them, are very deeply spiritual people. They walk with God. And I have had that around me for years. It was a personal choice. And you'll see, too, that as you evolve, some of the people that maybe that were around you before just don't kind of fit anymore. Some of the things you might have enjoyed before, or some of the things that you thought were funny, all of a sudden they just don't sound quite so funny when your spiritual consciousness is raised. Watch for that. It's really true. So look and see what's working in your life, maybe. Look and see what you can do to renew your connection to God this year and bring more joy into your life. Simple things, not difficult things, not hard things. But accept responsibility for your choices. You know, we each have personal responsibility. We don't want to become dependent on other people for recognition, approval, acceptance. We don't want to be fearful of taking risks. We want to face ourselves in the mirror, look at ourselves, make positive choices, banish our negative thoughts, be a positive thinker, and base our choices on faith and our love of God, and not fear. So we can develop some skills to help us do that, but I believe it boils down to our faith. Rekindling our faith, rejuvenating our faith, re-examining our faith, questioning our faith. That's the only way our faith continues to grow and grow. Reverend Schiller talked about faith. I don't know if you all know him. I like him sometimes. He's up at the church in Garden Grove. He quoted Hebrews 11:6, which says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God." Think about that for a moment. It is our faith, our belief, trust, and love of God that guides our spiritual path. We can pray for the strength to overcome our fears and banish irrational ideas. Our faith confronts those fears and gets rid of them. It sets us free. Our future becomes vibrant with adventure. And in order to keep balance, be careful of some of these other things. Make sure we keep hold on to our, hard for me to say it, patience. Hold on to your patience. This is a lifelong thing for me. But you know what I tell people is that once we recognize something that we have to work on, I think that's a huge step, just take recognizing there might be something that you have to work on. And maybe I have a little bit of work to do on my patience. But I have been working on it for a long, long time. And what I've come to decide and accept is I may not totally conquer it in this lifetime, but I am much better than I used to be. And that's I'm happy with that. Now, other people might expect a little more, but this is where I'm at right now. And, but that's all we could do. You know, we can't expect to conquer everything. But recognize it and use it and try and grow with it and be aware of it. And that's all God expects of us. So watch out for that one. Consider life a gift every day and kind of slow down. Recognize that this is a wonderful opportunity we have. You know, I really have finally learned to stop and look at the roses. Now, I may not have stopped long enough to smell them and all that, but I'm at least at the point of stopping and looking. Another thing that can kind of get in the way of our renewal could be guilt. And, you know, guilt can get out of hand a little bit and make us start to feel like we're responsible for everybody's troubles. And it's all on our shoulders. And we can become over-conscientious. And you know, it's impossible for us to take care of everybody else. And sometimes I've told people, you know, it's almost as though you get to the point where you're not trusting in God. If you're pushing that much out of guilt to take care of somebody or fix something, then you're pushing too hard and you're saying, God, I'm not trusting in your judgment. I'm going to fix this no matter what. Just be a little bit careful of that. I think God knows best. Sometimes we just need to let him handle things. One other thing maybe that could hold us back is fear. And some fear, of course, is justified. You know, you're not going to run into a forest full of mountain lions or do something silly like that. But I'm talking about fears that are really irrational. Fears that we think something is going to bring about disastrous consequences for us. And so we don't endeavor to do things. We have fear of consequences. We don't jump into that unknown space. We want to stay where we're comfortable. And that really stops us from growing. We remain stuck in old habits. And sometimes some of those old habits don't work. I like when Jeff uses this in his messages sometimes. He talks about continuing to wear that old shoe when it doesn't fit anymore. It's time to get rid of it. Time to really branch out and take a chance. Go away from your comfort zone and walk with God. We can do something to rid ourselves of fear. Ask God to take it away. Allow yourself the freedom to take a risk and realize that the worst that can happen is not the worst at all. Pay attention to your thoughts. Dismiss the fear and replace it with something positive. Don't let it rule your actions. Trust in God. That's part of living our faith. Get outside that comfort zone. I found this little poem about comfort zone. I'll read a part of it to you. If you are in a comfort zone, afraid to venture out, remember that all winners at one time were filled with doubt. A step or two and words of praise can make your dream come true. So greet your future with a smile, and success is there for you. Kind of nice, huh? Get out of your comfort zone. Walk with God. Take a risk. Let go of the fear. Grow and be joyful. It's a new year. If you use this new year to renew your relationship with God and revitalize your life, I guarantee you, you will have joy in your life. Nurturing your spiritual self can bring so much joy. It centers you. It's like when you pray and you get that feeling of centeredness and connectedness. You can have that when you renew your spiritualness with God, your connection with God, your personal relationship, the joyful relationship with God. Our spirituality, I believe, is the mechanism from which we gain the strength, understanding, confidence, and reassurance to let go of grief, fear, guilt, and over-responsibility. Spirituality is that texture of our lives that enables us to risk being vulnerable to pain and hurt so that we can heal, change, and grow. I believe it's our spirituality that gives us our sense of power in knowing that God is with us and within all creatures. And renewing our spirituality means remembering that God and the angels can provide us with the strength and courage we need to continue on our earth walk, whatever challenges we face. Our spirituality reminds us that God accepts us the way we are, with all our weaknesses. And in knowing this, we can accept ourselves, and guess what? We can accept others more easily. We know we're not perfect, but we also know we're spiritual beings, human beings, doing our best to be spiritual. And we know that God accepts us and loves us just the way we are. If you make a resolve to think only the best about yourself, you will work only for the best for yourself, and you will expect and receive the best for yourself. Forget the mistakes of the past. Press on to the greater achievements awaiting you right now and in the future. We can choose to cultivate a healthy sense of humility and realize that God's love, knowledge, and wisdom are ever present. We can reach out to the less fortunate in life. We can incorporate more people in our life who are spiritually minded. These are the persons who encourage us, reinforce, and support our efforts and our spiritual growth. We can brighten our light and give thanks that we are lucky enough to have a relationship with God. It just gives me the chills, really. So as we move into the transition from the holidays to our routine days, maybe look at it as a time for a New Year's resolution that has to do with a spiritual renewal. Don't allow that holiday letdown syndrome to overcome you. We have choices. We have the wonderful spiritual power of our relationship with God and a New Year's opportunity to renew and strengthen that relationship. We can have joy in our life every single day. And who is it up to? It's up to us. So, I'll close with these five little tidbits I pulled off the internet that I think are a little bit joyful. You may have seen them. If God had a refrigerator, your picture would be on it. If God had a wallet, your picture would be in it. God sends you flowers every spring and a sunrise every morning. When you want to talk, God will listen. And finally, God could have chosen to live anywhere in the universe, but he chose to live in your heart. I wish you joy in this new year. Thank you for giving me this time.